Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Off to Cook, who goes into the end zone almost untouched for a 2-yard touchdown run. The Cook is in the kitchen. Back to pass, fires, it's intercepted. Picked off by Terrell Bernard. Coming the other way and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Terrell Bernard, Mr. Fourth Corner, comes up huge. He read Tua like a book.
1-2, driven deep to right center field, way back. See ya! A grand slam for Ben Rice. What a Sunday for Rice, and the Yankees take a 5-1 lead.
Benny boy, 24th homer, 61 RBIs, a huge hit.
We're winding down the baseball season. We're firing up the football season. Sabres start tonight. A lot going on. Our guy Sal Marana is going to join me right now from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. He's on the Western Hotline. Of course, it is a Buffalo Football Monday here at WGR, but we're going to sprinkle in a little baseball, sprinkle in a little hockey today. We got a lot going on, and it's the Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday, brought to you by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Also, by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premium Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. All right, Sal, let's start with the Bills. We'll get into the Yankees and the final week of the season basically here. But I painted a picture to start the show that, man, everything is in front of this team to grab the one seed. The one thing they haven't done in this 5-year reign over the AFC East is get the one seed. Everything is right there for them. Good morning to you, and do you agree with that?
Good morning to you, Sal, and I do. I mean, they could not have scripted a better start for the first 3 weeks of a season than this. You know, obviously they win all three of their games. The AFC East is pathetic, 2-0-3 teams, and then the Patriots somehow losing that game yesterday, just unbelievable. I mean, Pittsburgh is not good, and the Patriots handed them that game. So, I mean, they're in complete control of the division already. You know, the Chiefs are 1-2. There are a couple good teams in the AFC. I think the Chargers could be a problem. Obviously, the Ravens are going to be a problem, but they've got the tiebreaker. But, yeah, I mean, you know, summer just started or just ended, Sal, and the Bills are already thinking about the one seed, which is it's kind of crazy when you think about that.
Yeah, it is incredible. And if you look at the schedule, it sets up really nicely for the Bills. I mean, seriously, Sal, they're not going to be underdogs in any game unless maybe late in the year the Eagles could come here as a 1-point favorite. We could see about that. They're going to be favored in every game. And really, they have a very strong look at 6-0 at the bye, which would be an amazing position to be in.
Yeah, they do. I mean, look, the Saints are terrible. We saw that yesterday. I don't think the Patriots can come in here and win. I think that'll be a tough game, similar to the Miami game, but the Bills should prevail. And then I was thinking, Sal, that the Falcons game could be tricky on the road on a Monday night, But then they lose 30-0 to the Panthers yesterday.
Oh.
So, you know, what was that all about? Now, I mean, maybe if they move back to Kirk Cousins, they did yesterday in that game. I don't know if that'll be a permanent thing. You know, maybe they have a better chance. But I did think that was going to be a tricky one for the Bills. But it's kind of hard to think that way after the way the Falcons played yesterday.
Yeah, I agree with you. And actually, the Falcons, boy, I thought their offense would be pretty darn explosive this year, as long as Penix could at least do a certain type of job, a floor. But holy cow, they've scored 22 points, I think it is, or whatever, in three games. It's pretty crazy to think about. They're not off to a good start. I want to find their game right here, what they scored yesterday. But either way, Falcons, yeah, you're right, 30-0 yesterday. I'm sorry, 42 points over three games, just not getting it done. Sal Mayorana, Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. All right, let's kind of get in the nitty-gritty of the Buffalo Bills. What have you really liked, and what still concerns you maybe after 3 weeks watching the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, what I really like is James Cook. I mean, he has come back. You know, he got paid, and he looks as motivated as he's ever been. I think he's been, you know, Josh Allen clearly is the best player on the team. But James Cook right now, Sal, might be the second best player on this team. He is such a weapon. I love the way he's run the ball. He just looks dynamic. And, you know, we saw him really the first 2 years, I would say, of his career. He did not strike me as a guy who was going to be a dynamic, game-changing back. And we started to see more of that last year, I think. But now this season, every time he touches the ball, Sal, I feel like he's got a chance to break a big one. So I really like the way he has played. I think he's been a tremendous, for the first three games, he's been tremendous for them. And then obviously what I don't like, which, you know, I'm not breaking news here, the defense I think has struggled. I mean, you can barely even count the Jets game, because that team is so anemic on offense that wasn't even a challenge. But in the two games where they played, you know, teams that can play offense, the Bills have struggled. And I don't like this third down defense. I mean, it was brutal last week against Miami. So they've got some things to clean up there. But I also think they can do that. I think they've got the personnel to get that turned around. So that's what I like. That's what I don't like so far.
Yeah, and obviously people pointing to lack of deep ball passing, lack of explosive plays through the passing game. I think one thing we've seen is this team is just about, hey, we're going to avert mistakes. You're going to make mistakes, and we're just too good for you to overcome your mistakes. And I think that's kind of the philosophy. Now, look, it almost burned them against the Ravens. Then they had to go out and do it at the end of the game. But look at these games. Other than the Jets, that's exactly what happened. That's the blueprint. The other team made mistakes. The Dolphins, the interception. But even before that, the roughing the punter. Huge mistake right there. And, of course, against the Ravens, putting the ball on the ground with Derrick Henry.
Absolutely. The Bills have no turnovers in three games. This has been a thing going back to last year. You know, they've got this league record. They've not lost the turnover battle in, what, 24 straight games? It's a league record. So that is the hallmark of these Bills teams, is they don't make the killer mistake, and they do. The other team generally at some point is going to do that. Now, you mentioned the downfield passing game, and that is another concern for me. And look, the Bills seem to be a team on offense that can do whatever it needs to do that particular day to get the job done. But there's going to come a point where he's going to have to throw the ball downfield. And I still, you know, we've seen it for three games. I don't have a lot of faith in this receiving core getting open down the field. They do a great job underneath, and Allen has been very patient and, again, done exactly what is needed to do. But at some point, they got to push the ball downfield, I think, right? I mean, there's going to be a team that eventually is going to come up and really play them tough man-to-man press coverage and make those short passes difficult to complete. And he's going to have to start moving the ball downfield. You just hope this receiving core has enough to get open and get separation and give him some windows to throw.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't disagree with that at all. The Bills go into next week against the New Orleans Saints as very, very large underdogs. The Saints are large underdogs. Jeremy and Joe asked me this morning if there's any danger of overlooking them. My response was, I don't see the Bills really ever doing that under Sean McDermott. Yes, they had a stinker in Jacksonville a few years ago. Things like that do happen sometimes, but I think the hallmark of a Sean McDermott team has been consistency. When they have a team they're supposed to throttle, they generally do. Tennessee last year, Jacksonville last year, Houston the year before that. It just seems like that's not something we worry about with the Bills.
No, you're right. I mean, and sometimes we snicker when we listen to Sean McDermott, you know, give flowers to all these teams that we know the Bills are probably going to drum. But it's true in the NFL. You can't take anyone lightly. And look, it almost burned the Bills the other night, right? I mean, yep. Miami, nobody gave Miami a chance to come in. They're driving for the tying touchdown with 3 minutes to go. And like we said, they make the killer mistake and the Bills survive. But you can't count any team in the NFL out of any game. We just saw the Browns. I mean, for crying out loud,
that's right.
How did they beat the Packers yesterday? Stupid things happen in the NFL. So I don't give the Saints much of a chance in this game. I've already made my pick for the paper. I've got a 34-14. So I'm expecting the Bills to take care of their business. But yeah, they are facing for the second week in a row a desperate winless team, and those teams can sometimes be dangerous.
By the way, the Browns defense is really, really good, and that's a big reason why they were able to stay in that game until late and maybe making a couple of plays, including on special teams. Last one at the Bills, and then I want to talk about baseball and the Yankees coming out. Last one with football, I should say. Who is the biggest threat outside of Baltimore? And we know the Bills already played them. I guess I would ask you, what do you think about the Chargers and the Colts and what they're doing and even where the Chiefs are?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Colts are obviously improved, but they don't worry me, Sal. They're 3-0. I'm not really too worried about the Colts. If the Bills were to see them down the road in the postseason, I think the Bills are a better team. Now, the Chargers are a different animal. That is, I think, a really good team. Their defense has been incredible this year. They would give Josh Allen and the Bills a heck of a fight. And then Herbert, you know, I've never really been a huge Herbert fan, but he seems like he is finally starting to emerge as a superstar quarterback. He's been kind of a, you know, they're tier one guys, right? And Allen's in that tier one, Lamar Jackson, Mahomes. I always figured Herbert as a tier two guy. I think he's starting to push now into that tier one. They've got a really nice team. I think they're going to be a big threat too. I think the Ravens and the Chargers might be the two teams that are right there with Buffalo and the AFC.
Sal Majorana joining us here on the West Her Hotline. You can subscribe to his free Yankees newsletter, Pinstripe People. Go check it out. It's online. You can check him out at his Twitter feed. And of course, 1 week left here in the Major League Baseball season. Okay, the Yankees are two games back of the Blue Jays, and the way that the schedule sets up, they might have a look at it, but boy, they have to win it outright, Sal, because the Blue Jays have the head-to-head, and of course, there's no one-game tiebreaker anymore, so I don't know. I still think three games might be a little too much to overcome here.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. I mean, the Yankees do have the easier schedule. They've got the White Sox for three. They're all at home.
Yep.
The White Sox for three, they're horrible. They should sweep them. And Baltimore, look, they just took 3 of 4, but that's a team that could still give the Yankees a little bit of a problem next weekend, or this coming weekend, I should say. If the Yankees go 5-1, Sal, Toronto would have to go 2-4, and I don't see that. Now, they are playing the Red Sox, and the Red Sox are battling for their lives, so that's not going to be easy for Toronto. And then they finish, I think the Rays are the last team they play. So I don't see the Yankees doing it. Sure, it's possible. If they were to go 6-0 and really put the pressure on the Blue Jays, I guess it could be possible, but I think it's going to be the top wild card for the Yankees, and that's good because they'll play that series at home. Just got to figure out who it's going to be against, because right now that race is wide open. That's between Boston, believe it or not, Cleveland, and Houston now for that number two seed or number two wild card seed.
What do you think about the a Yankees Red Sox best of three to open the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been looking at for really the last few weeks, because it just felt like Toronto was going to win the division, and then the Yankees were the clear Yankees and Red Sox were the clear 1-2 wild card teams. Now that's changed. With Cleveland winning, you know, 10 games in a row, all of a sudden Houston has dropped off a little bit. Things have kind of changed. The Red Sox, I think the Yankees are locked in at that top spot, but I don't think the Red Sox are locked in at number five. The Yankees could see the Guardians or maybe even the Astros in that first wild card series. So that would be a big change, because I really thought it was going to be the Red Sox probably the last 3 or 4 weeks.
All right, so what are you? Give me the rankings. What's the concern level? Who would you rather face if you're a Yankees fan out of those teams you mentioned?
You know, I would say Cleveland, because I think the Yankees are clearly a better roster than Cleveland. But you don't want to be playing a team that's hot, that is that hot. Now, what could happen, Sal? the Guardians are playing the Tigers. In fact, they're home against the Tigers for three straight. They could win the division.
That's right.
Which would be one of the greatest, well, it would be the greatest comeback in baseball history.
Wow.
I mean, they were 15 and a half out. So they actually could win the division, and Detroit might get pushed into the wild card round. So I think the Tigers, as bad as they've played, they're a pretty good team. I don't really have a preference, honestly. I would prefer it wasn't the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Because for one reason and one reason only, I just could not stomach losing to the Red Sox. So I don't want to have to worry about that.
I totally get it.
You know what? It's going to be a tough series no matter who they play. It really will be.
And then, of course, the Blue Jays having this magical season, this magical run. It's kind of going a little bit of sideways here, but how do you think the Blue Jays will fare given their bullpen issues over the last month or so?
Yeah, they have. They haven't played as well. For a while there in August or whatever it was when they really took control of the division, they looked like the best team in the American League. Now, I think right now they still have the best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Record, but I'm not sure that they're playing at that same level. We'll see. They can still, their offense is still pretty dangerous. But you're right, their bullpen's a problem. I think right now the Yankees match up a little bit better with the Blue Jays than they did the last time they played them, actually the last couple times they've played them. So I do feel a little bit better if they have to end up seeing the Blue Jays. And I don't think the Blue Jays are a lock. They're not a lock to win the AL. They might have the best record, but there's holes on that team.
I don't know if you saw, but on the Yankees broadcast a few days ago, Michael Kay gave a nice shout-out to John Simon, Howard Simon's son, who works for the Yankees, and he got married to his now wife, Carly. They talked about it on the broadcast because the entire PR staff, except for the PR director, went to the wedding, and that's how they treated him. It was great that they were able to do that. So that's really cool, and it's a good transition for me to ask you about Howard Simon's Mets and a lot of people in Western New York, their Mets. Wow, what happened to the Mets, Sal?
Yeah, that is stunning. I mean, you talk about collapses. We talk about Detroit. The Mets were the best team in baseball in the middle of June. They had the best record, 21 games over 500, and they have completely gone in the tank. And what's crazy about it, Sal, is Soto got off to a really kind of a terrible start for him while they were winning all those games. Now he has been basically the Soto that we had last year with the Yankees. But the rest of the team has just gone in the crapper. They're pitching. I mean, they're relying on three rookies in their starting rotation. And, you know, those guys have pitched okay. But then they get to their bullpen, and they've just imploded. They have one guy they can count on, Diaz, as the closer. And everybody else has just failed miserably. Plus a couple of their top guys, Alonso and Lindor, you know, haven't been great down the stretch. Soto has been great, but the other guys really haven't. The Mets are the Mets, man, right? These things just seem to happen to the Mets. And I feel bad for Howard. I feel bad for Mets fans because if they miss the playoffs, what an offseason that's going to be for them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, real quickly, big win for Syracuse. That was cool to see, huh?
It was cool to see, and then the quarterback got hurt.
I know.
You know?
Terrible.
I actually watched the game because I had nothing to do Saturday, and I was shocked by how well they played against Clemson, and then to see that kid go down,
that really put a
damper on that game. It's one of their best wins that program has had for a long time, and it really did take some of the fun out of it.
Yeah, no doubt. Now Ricky Collins takes over, and you know, he's a highly rated recruit out of high school. He did play at LSU. He transferred to Syracuse, but definitely Steve Angeli, you got a feel for the kid. He was off to the same start as Kyle McCord last year, and Kyle McCord led the nation in passing, which was crazy, right? Or at least the ACC.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he was off to a great start. By the way, real quick on that, Fran Brown is the real deal, I think, as a coach and human being, it seems like. Now look, I'm not saying he's going to win national championships at Syracuse, but I think at least, Sal, we've seen bad coaching. I think this is what a good coach looks like.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. He's got the program turned in the right direction. Clearly, they are starting to do better in the NIL, too.
Yes.
I mean, this guy has attacked that. I think Syracuse is throwing some money at players, and that's going to help. They have to do that. If they're going to compete in the ACC in a Power Four conference, they've got to do that, and I think they have. He's obviously a good recruiter. I will say this. I even tweeted it. I did not like his clock management
right.
in that fourth quarter. There was some crazy, dumb things that Syracuse did, but they ended up holding on and getting the win, so that was good. But you're right. I think he's the guy that can get this thing. Well, he's already got the thing turned around, and I think they're in a good spot moving forward with him as head coach.
Yeah, you're right. I thought Jeff Nixon was a little bit too aggressive, the offensive coordinator, in that scenario. Pinstripe People is the name of the newsletter. What do you got going on this week at Pinstripe People as we look ahead to the final week of the regular season?
Yeah, just put out the weekend edition this morning. I'll have one out Friday morning after the – who are they playing next? I forget. Who are they playing?
White Sox.
The White Sox.
There
after
you go.
That, and then I'll have the one Monday. And then once the postseason starts, I keep doing it, cranking them out. People are enjoying it. So, subscribe. It's for free. And I always appreciate those plugs. So
you got it.
Great job.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, buddy. And appreciate you. Thanks for coming on. I'm glad we were able to do this today. We'll do it again when there's a Monday after a non-Sunday game, okay?
All right, sounds good, Sal.
All right, you got it. Sal Marana on the Wester Hotline, always doing a great job. If you're a Yankee fan, if you're a baseball fan, I mean, he puts his blood, sweat, and tears into his Pinstripe People newsletter. Check it out, please. It is really awesome. Just type it in, Pinstripe People. It's free. Just sign up. Just put your name on there with an email. You get it all the time, and there's historical stuff. There's current stuff. It's Yankees especially, but it's baseball as well. Sal Marana right there. All right, let's take a look around the NFL yesterday. And this weekend, what happened? It started off, of course, with the Bills' big 31-21 win over the Miami Dolphins on Thursday night. Then the Panthers. How in the world did they beat the Falcons 30-0? You want to know how? Because Michael Penix wasn't that good. 18 of 36 for 172 yards and two touchdowns. They did put Kirk Cousins in. Excuse me. Is Kirk Cousins the quarterback when the Bills play the Falcons? Coming up on Monday Night Football in a few weeks. All right. What else happened yesterday? That Cleveland defense, the Browns, 13-10 over the Packers. They have a big special teams play. They the turnover. They had a couple turnovers. And yesterday was a lot of special teams plays. They had the did they block a field goal too? I think somebody might have. Can't remember if they did. I remember that they had somebody's going to tell me right now what it is. Either way, defense was great in the fourth quarter for the Browns, but the entire day it was really good. 183 yards passing for Jordan Love. They really couldn't do much in the passing game. But the Browns, even though their numbers on offense weren't that good, this is how they're going to have to win games. They were 4 of 13 on third down. The Browns, the two teams combined here, Packers had 230 offense. Browns had 221. Both teams combined for 3.9 each. And 3.9 for the Browns, 3.8 yards per play for the Packers. Ugh. But they still won. Packers no longer unbeaten. Jacksonville beats Houston. I don't think either of these teams is very good, to be quite honest with you. And I tweeted yesterday, someday there's going to be a documentary on how quickly and much C.J. Stroud regressed.
I know, he looks like a completely different person.
But what happened was, after I tweeted it, I had a lot of people saying to me, well, he was really never that good in the first place. Okay, if you want to say that, be my guest. As a rookie, the dude had 4,100 yards passing, 23 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. He was that good as a rookie. Now, maybe some was inflated because of schedule. There were some advanced stats to show that it really wasn't as good. Whatever. That's fine. You can't tell me he wasn't pretty good as rookie. He was very good. And he certainly regressed. But yesterday, 204 yards, a touchdown, and 2 picks. And out of that 204, one was a 50-yard blown coverage that he got to Nico Collins for a touchdown. And then on the other side, I mean, the Jags, what are they doing on offense? 20 of 40 for Trevor Lawrence, 222. An interception. I just don't think either team is very good. Bengals get rolled by the Vikings, 48-10. How about this guy, Isaiah Rodgers, who has two touchdowns on defense, one a pick six, one a fumble recovery. Doesn't go well for Jake Browning's first start taking over for Joe Burrow, at least this year. I mean, Steelers, there's a big debate on Steelers Twitter and Patriots Twitter about like how the Steelers actually won. Like, there's people saying, oh my God, the Patriots gave the game to the Steelers. And there's people saying, well, they took it because they went and got the ball on the ground. Either way, I mean, this was not a great offensive showing by either team, and especially the Patriots, who just kept giving the ball away. And the Steelers did force some of those turnovers, of course, and they did win 21-14 to go to 2-1. Patriots now 1-2. Eagles win on a walk-off blocked kick return touchdown, although they didn't need the touchdown. The block kick is what they need. They needed, they were up by, it was what, 33, so it was at the time of the block kick, it was 27-26. They get the block kick, that the game is over, but then Davis returns it for a touchdown. Eagles stay undefeated 3-0, Super Bowl champs defending. Rams go to 2-1. Speaking of block kicks, return for a touchdown. Jets had one, but then they blow it in the end to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield and company, 233 yards for Baker Mayfield. Tyrod Taylor throws for 197 and two touchdowns. Not enough as the Jets go to 0-3. Buccaneers go to 3-0. Indy rolls again. They are the second highest scoring team in the NFL behind the Ravens. Bills are third. Indy 41-20 over the Titans. And Cam Ward going through some growing pains here. But Daniel Jones looks pretty darn good. 3-0 for the Colts. Tennessee Titans 0-3. Washington Commanders get a nice fill-in performance from Marcus Mariota. Not great. Did it just well enough. 15 of 21, 207 and a touchdown. Jaden Daniels sits in this game with the injury. Trey Tucker, 145 yards and three touchdowns receiving for the Vegas Raiders. Not enough. They lose 41-24. Raiders 1-2, Commanders 2-1. The Denver Broncos had a lead on the Chargers. They took the lead. Chargers come back. They win the game on a Cameron Dicker 43-yard field goal to remain undefeated. 23-20 over the Broncos. AFC West is going to be really, really fun to watch this year. Broncos fall to 1-2. Seattle all over New Orleans. Saints come to Buffalo next week, 44-13. The score in that game. At one time, it was 44-6 in that game. 31-14, Bears beat the Cowboys, and Caleb Williams looked a lot better, but he still missed a lot of throws he should have made. And he still threw for four touchdowns. 19-28, 298, four touchdowns. Dak Prescott, 251, a touchdown, two interceptions. CeeDee Lamb injured. Should be okay, though, going forward. Bears go to 1-2. Cowboys also 1-2 after the loss. 49ers might have lost Joey Bosa. Nick Bosa. We'll see about that. They get a fill-in performance from Mac Jones, thrown for 284 and a touchdown. They had the lead. They blew it. They come back. They get the game-winning field goal, 16-15. 16-15 over the Arizona Cardinals. What a score that is. We'll take a timeout. Talked about the Kansas City Chiefs game last night. We got the Lions and Ravens tonight. We got Paul Hamilton up next to talk about the Sabres game also tonight, opening their preseason in Columbus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.